Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Got a video you think should be included in our weekly online video picks? Send the link to Brian Lehrer Show at WNYC.org. Put the word video in the subject line. This week's picks include a funny, creepy one imagining Facebook interactions that come knocking at your face-to-face door. See our online video picks at WNYC.org. Click on video to see that Facebook in real life and our other video picks for this week. Well, officials are now calling the earthquake in China the biggest natural disaster for that country in three decades. As you've heard, it's a 7.9 magnitude earthquake, which is really, really big. It struck down the epicenter was in the town of Chengdu in central China, and 18,000 people are reported to be still trapped under the rubble, in addition to the official death toll so far, which is around 10 or 12,000. Almost 500,000 New Yorkers have their roots in China, and efforts throughout the city are underway and are being organized to help family, friends, and for that matter, complete strangers overseas. And for more about the effort and to give you some information on how you can help, and so horribly sad that we're doing this twice in a week, we did it with respect to how to help victims of the cyclone in Myanmar. Now we're talking about how to help victims of the earthquake in China. We have got Queens, New York City Councilman John Liu. Hi, Councilman. Welcome back to WNYC, and I'm sorry under these circumstances.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Brian.
Are you getting any word from the region? Are you personally in touch with anybody there?
I'm not personally in touch. It's a big country, and many of my constituents do have roots in the Sichuan province, which is a province that's well known to New Yorkers. There's a specific kind of cuisine that people are used to seeing in restaurants, Sichuan. But this is a tragedy of immense proportions, and I think we have the death toll has risen to about 12,000. With estimates saying that it could go as high as 25,000. And so they're still working on recovering not only people, but the communication system so that everybody, particularly my constituents here in New York, could be assured that all of their family and friends are accounted for.
It's unbelievable. An earthquake is such a sudden shock. I know people who live in earthquake-prone areas like San Francisco kind of have it hanging over their heads a little bit all the time and have this kind of morbid sense of possibility. But when it actually happens, my God, I don't know if you happen to be listening to All Things Considered yesterday, but two of the All Things Considered hosts, Melissa Block and Robert Siegel, happened to be in the region doing reporting
for miles away from the epicenter, I heard.
What? Yeah, about 60 miles away from the epicenter, doing, you know, reporting for an economic series. And Michelle was interviewing someone when the earthquake hit and wound up kind of narrating what was going on right there, which wasn't so bad, though it was definitely felt as an earthquake. But
right.
Then a little while later, they were at the site of that. You know, all those poor families at that school that collapsed with hundreds of dead children, you know, hardly the reporting assignment they thought they were going on. And I know they were both shaken by the experience.
Yeah, Brian, I can't claim that I've been through an earthquake. I don't know exactly what it feels like, but I can only imagine when the ground starts shaking and walls and buildings start collapsing, the horror that you would go through.
So what kind of efforts are underway in New York to help the victims? What kinds of help do they need?
Well, I think that there again, the positive side of the human spirit shines through. I've gotten calls from constituents asking for help with regard to contacting, making sure that their loved ones are safe and secure. But even more calls and offers of assistance, people wanting to donate to help people in need. And the best, I've advised people that the most tried and true method would be through the American Red Cross, the international relief efforts. The American Red Cross has set up an account to direct donations directly to this area in Sichuan that has been stricken by the earthquake. The fatalities are, as we talked about, significant. More people with injuries and still many thousands unaccounted for. And there are offers of food, of non-perishables such as blankets. I personally encourage all my constituents and New Yorkers in general to contribute money to the American Red Cross, just because that is really the most efficient way of delivering assistance halfway around the world.
You know, New Yorkers, especially after 9/11, where people rushed to the scene, not only to help with stuff, but literally ready to dig through the rubble with their hands. And of course, there almost were no survivors in that. People were either out or they were killed. Here we have a story of thousands and thousands of people reported to be still trapped under the rubble. You know,
right.
If we could only go there and dig, so many New Yorkers would rush to do that. So many people from anywhere really would rush to do that. But it's very frustrating to only be able to help with money and physical things in a situation where that may not be the biggest thing that's needed.
Sure. Well, there are some organizations, for example, I know of efforts by an organization called Doctors Without Borders, where they are offering their medical expertise. And so for people who have a specific skill that they could offer, I think there are venues to go about that, and I certainly would be happy to research these particular venues for anybody who could contribute these specific skills. Right now, there is a massive recovery effort, as I understand, taking place in Sichuan province, and that there are lots of people on hand to help with the recovery.
That's good. And you're confident from what you know that money donated to the American Red Cross, for example, will be used for the right purposes. I guess this is a very different situation now than in Myanmar, where there's so much of a block being put up by the government itself to some of this relief money getting in. It's hard to know where to give money for Myanmar.
Sure.
That's actually going to help the people. And maybe this is a sign, the level of cooperation that we hear that the Chinese government is giving, the level of openness that the government has to the Chinese media now reporting on the disaster, so different from 30 years ago, the last really big earthquake when they tried to cover it up, that, you know, even though it's not democracy and openness in the sense that we usually think of in this country, that there are signs of progress in China that are being seen just through this incident.
Right. I think the bottom line is that, as I said before, the American Red Cross is a tried and true method. They are highly accountable. They have a great deal of transparency. And so I advise people to go to the American Red Cross or to donate either by check or go online by credit card. There are other organizations. We have worldwide organizations such as the Tzu Chi Buddhist Foundation, which has a strong presence in New York City and in my area of Flushing. They are well-known and highly transparent organization as well. And they actually have many volunteers on the ground right now, as I understand it. And then dozens of other organizations or groups such as the Flushing Chinese Business Association that has stepped to the plate in the tragedies of Hurricane Katrina and other disasters, and now are stepping up to the plate to help with the relief efforts in Sichuan province.
All right. City Councilman John Liu from Queens, thanks a lot for coming on with us for this.
Thanks for covering this.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and we will stay in Queens in just a minute and talk to people from the upcoming Jackson Heights Poetry Festival, and we'll read some of the submissions of Dreams from Queens poems that you sent in over the last day. Stay with us.